Gimel Av, Wednesday the 30th of July, Rabbi Aaron Basus, Hilchas 9th of Av.
Thank you once more for inviting me to speak to you over here in the Tzad Torah way. I'll be speaking about what is the Avodat Hayom of Tisha B'Av according to how we see it brought down in the Halacha. It's interesting that there is a major question when we start learning the Halachot of Tisha B'Av. It's brought down, there's in the Mishnah, that on Tisha B'Av, there's in a brighter in Masechet Ta'anit, אסור ברחיצה ושיחה מילת הסנדל ותשמיש המיטה ואסור לקרוא בתורה הנביאים וכתובים. A person on Tisha B'Av is forbidden to wash, to rub himself with oil, to wear leather shoes, to have a relationship with his wife, and he's not allowed to learn Torah. The Mishnah Berurah straight away points out that all of these dinim of Tisha B'Av apply the whole day. אסור בכל אלו הדברים כל היום, אפילו בין השמשות. Even twilight, towards the end of Tisha B'Av, it's going out, it's already starting getting dark, it's after sunset, it's still forbidden, עד צאת הכוכבים, till the time when the fast finishes. ואין מועיל לזה מה שהתפעל מעריב מקודם. And it won't help you even to daven Maariv earlier and say, look, it's already after sunset. I've already daven Maariv. Lots of me wearing normal shoes now. Let me wash my hands now. No. You have to keep all the dinim of Tisha B'Av till Tzedek Kochabim. On the other hand, there are various dinim of Tisha B'Av that changes after midday. It applies till midday, comes midday, and then this halacha doesn't apply anymore. The moshel, it's written in Shulchan Aruch, Leil tish'a be'av v'yomo yoshvim bebet kenesin la'aretz ad tfilat ha'mincha. Leil tish'a be'av, we sit on the floor in shul. Shachris, we sit on the floor. Ad mincha. And the Ramon says, עכשיו נהגו לשבע ספסלי מיד אחר שיצאו מבית הכנסת שחרית. Nowadays, immediately after we finish שחרית in the morning, yeah, we can sit down in it, because they used to finish שחרית, it says clearly, in the Ramon, בחצות היום. Similarly, it's brought down, a מחלוקת, whether there's an איסר מלוכה on Tisha B'Av, and the Ramo says, "Velo nagu beisu melacha k'im chatzot ad chatzot." The minhag is, we don't do melacha in the night of Tisha B'Av, we don't do melacha in the morning of Tisha B'Av till chatzot. After chatzot is permitted. How do we understand this? What is the biyu advarim? Why some halachot, the Mishbura says, is the whole day? And some halachot of Tisha B'Av only apply to Chatzot Hayom. What's the understanding of this? So I've seen in the poskim two mehalchim, and I want to give you my mehalch, the third mehalch. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say the time is that it depends this, whether the din is asur מעיקר הדין, or it's only אסור מטעם מנהג. If it's אסור מעיקר הדין, then it's אסור the whole day. If it's אסור מטעם מנהג, then it's permitted after חצות. The Mishnah Berurah writes this לגבי the din of not wearing tefillin, talit and tefillin in the morning of Tisha B'Av. Tav kuf nun hey. Maran says, Noagim shelo leaneach tefillin b'tisha b'av shachrit v'lo talit. The minig is not to wear talit and tefillin in the morning of Tisha B'Av. Uvemincha manichim sisidu tefillin umvarchim alehem. But for mincha, we wear talit and tefillin and we make the bracha on them. Says the Mishnah Berurah, kol ze lekule alma rak betefillin. This heter of changing, there's a difference between morning and afternoon, is only legabe tefillin. Mishum de haben milted the talit b'minagabe alma. Because not wearing tefillin on Tisha B'Av is not forbidden minadin. It's a minag not to wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, in the afternoon you can wear tefillin. Aval kol ha-chamisha inuyim, but the five inuyim which is forbidden medina, ein mevatlim kol hayom, you can't stop it the whole day. It applies the whole day. This seems to be pointing out over here, the chiluk, the da'ato. What is the chiluk? When do we say a din of Tisha B'Av applies the whole day? And when do we say only till chatzot? If it's minhaga, it's only forbidden mitam minhag, then it applies till chatzot. If it's forbidden ikar din, it applies the whole day. Therefore, the chamisha inuyim, which is forbidden min adin, is a din of the brayta and the gemara. Learning Torah, which applies min adin, it's a brayta and the gemara. That applies the whole day. Masha enken, not wearing tefillin, that's not forbidden min adin. In brackets, in Yerushalayim, the Sfaradim, they wear tefillin even in Shachrit. They wear for tefillah Shachris. In Mekubalim, they wear tefillin for Shachris on Tisha B'Av. And they, in Rishonim, Achronim, many hold that you do put on tefillin in the morning Tisha B'Av. It's not forbidden min adin. So even though our minhag is we don't put on tefillin in the morning, we're allowed to put it on after Chatzot. Not doing melach on Tisha B'Av is not forbidden min adin. The Mishnah says in Masechet Pesachim, Makom shenagu lo lasod melacha ein osim. Makom shenagu lasod osim. It's talui minhag. It's not forbidden min adin. Therefore, the Ramah says, even though our custom is not to do melacha, it's only till Chatzot. After Chatzot, we can do melacha.
Sitting on a chair as well.
Sitting on a chair as well. Very good. It's not forbidden min adin to sit. It's not min adin. You have to sit on the floor on Tisha B'Av. It's a minhag. Memeira after Chatzot. That is the derech of the Mishnah Berurah. It doesn't explain to us a very simple thing. It's a nice pshat, but it doesn't explain to us why. Why should Chazal make such a difference? Yeah? Why should Chazal make such a difference? For example, sitting on the floor. I mean, if Tisha B'Av is supposed to be sitting on the floor, Chazal felt that was the right thing to do, why should he say in the afternoon not? Okay, it's a minute, but so why should that minute carry on? Just like the din carries on the whole day, the inuim apply the whole day, the avail of Tisha B'Av is the whole day, so why in the minhagim also don't apply the whole day? Why should they make that such a chiluk?
There's
no possible. Tisha B'Av is midabana.
No, but I'm saying the inuim.
The inuim is all midabana. It's not possible.
Yom Kippur.
But not so much Yom Kippur, it's on Tisha B'Av. And whatever Chachamim made, yeah, they made it normally like the Torah. Yeah, they made it. They made like the Ikar Din. They made all the Din Drabanan. Yeah, as like the Ikar the Din Torah. So why over here they made the Minhagim less than? It doesn't explain that question. Another Mahalach I found in the Chido in Moreh Be'etzba. Chido wrote many Sfarim. Amongst them, he wrote smaller svarim, which he wrote for the balabatim that he can keep in their pocket. The Moreh Be'etzba, Piskei Halachot Minagim. He writes over there. He talks about the dinim of Tisha B'Av. He says like this: Kol is in Ot Reish Lamed Zayin. In Moreh Be'etzba, Siman Chet. Kol man she'asru Chazal b'Tisha B'Av hu ad alayla. Whatever Chazal said is forbidden Tisha B'Av is till the night, the whole day. Ve'en la'akel achar chatzot b'shum davar. You cannot be leaning after chatzot on anything. Rak shemekilim lenashim lesader abayit ktsat. We allow the ladies to tidy up the house a little bit. V'zeh likvua belibam emunat ha-ge'ula. In order, they should have the emuna of the ge'ula. The next ot, Resh Lamed Chet. Gam pesukei nechamat tuvim b'sefer b'mincha en limno amiratam. Don't get Ashkenazim in such a minute. The meaning of the Sfaradim is that in Mincha, on Tisha B'Av, after we finish the Chazora, we say all the psukim from the Nevi'im of the Nechama. Yeah? Simchu et Yerushalayim v'gidu ba'kula v'asisu tamasot yak'ish eshe imotu nachamenu ken anuchi anachem chem v'yushalayim nachmu nachmu ami yomar. All the psukim of Nechama, which is in the Nevi'im, in Yeshaya, yeah? We read on Tisha B'Av Mincha. And the Chidor says, ein limno amiratam, we don't stop it. Kedei, in order that the Hamon Ha'am should know in their hearts that Hashem will redeem us in His mercy, and He will fulfill all the sukim of comfort very, very shortly. Sorry?
The ladies cleaning up.
Oh, so let me explain to you how I understand this Chidor. The way I understand the Chidor, he's saying that basically there's no difference between morning and evening. But if we would keep all the dinim of Tisha B'Av, the minhagim of Tisha B'Av, the whole day till the very end, there's a danger that the Hamon Am, they will lose their feeling, that they'll be so sad, so to speak, that they'll forget about the Geula. We cannot finish Tisha B'Av on a sad note. Because if you finish on a sad note, then you're leaving a taste that of Yush. In the Hamon Am, not people who really know. As we say, for the women, if you make it too sad Tisha B'Av till the very end, then the women might finish off Tisha B'Av saying, "What? There's no hope for us." So therefore, in the afternoon, yeah, they said they can already be misad the bite. It's not going to be like this always. We can get the kabbal belibam emunat hageula. Tishah is not going to carry on forever. There's going to be a change. And also, the psukim of the nechama that we say in mincha is in order, he says, kedei likva belev ha-hamon. Lev ha-hamon means hamon am. The me'aratzim, who don't know really, that they shouldn't leave in their mouths a taste that of Yush. So it's like a b'di'evet. From the Chidor, it's mashmas a b'di'evet. It's for the women, for the amaratzim. Chazal gave a leniency in the afternoon that we shouldn't finish off Tisha B'Av with a feeling of Yush. It's like a b'di'evet, the Chidor says. So I want to tell you the way I understand it, and a very, very important principle, yisod of the day of Tisha B'Av. The way I understand that, first of all, I'll tell you the frame, then I'll tell you proofs from the dinim. Tisha B'Av, Chazal v'koveya, two parts. There's an avodah in the night and the morning till Chatzot, and then after Chatzot till the night, the avodah changes completely. Chazal made Tisha B'Av in two parts. What are the two parts? There's a chelik of Tisha B'Av, which is mitam avelut, morning. That's the night in the morning. The afternoon, there's no longer any avelut. There's inuyim, but it's not avelut. All the inuyim that we have on Tisha B'Av also apply on Yom Kippur. Is Yom Kippur the day of Avelut? No. That we don't wash, and that we don't wear leather shoes, and that we don't have relations with our wives, is not because of Avelut. There is a law of Avelut, also we're not allowed to do these things, correct. But it's not only an Avel who has to keep Chamisha Inuyim. On Kippur, we keep Chamisha Inuyim, which is not a day of Avelut. Yom Kippur is Yom Simcha. And the Gemara says, Lo hayu yamim tovim beYisrael ki yom kippurim b'tu be'av. It's days of simcha. And the Gemara says, Yom Kippur pshita, yom mechila v'slichahu. It's posh, it's a day of simcha. Yom Kippur is not avelut. People think, because they keep inuyim, Tisha on Kippur, it's a day of avelut, mourning, it's like a mourner. He goes to shul like a mourner. No! You wear clothes opposite, you have to wear Shabbos clothes, you have to think, everyone's, Yom Kippur is not day of avelut. You're doing them as inuyim, is like ta'anit. On a serious day of tefillah, the Mishnah says in the Masechet Ta'anit, there's avru eidu velo nenu. Yeah? If you pray for rain and the rains don't come, yeah? So the fast gets seriouser and seriouser. So you start off with a day fast from morning to night. Then it becomes a whole day, like Tisha B'Av, from the whole 24 hours. And then it goes on with the inuyim as well. So on a very serious day of tefillah, Chazal said, you should not have any pleasure. You should be memait your simcha, and all you should daven with all your hearts. So the inuyim of Kippur is to help us in tefillah. The inuyim of Tisha B'Av is to help us also in realizing the seriousness of the day. That's not mitam avelut. Therefore, all the dinim which is mitam avelut only apply to chatzot. Because the din of Chazal kovei avelut and Tisha B'Av only half day. All the dinim which is because of seriousness of the day apply the whole day. I'll bring you now proofs. It says about melacha. Why are we not allowed to do melacha on Tisha B'Av? The minhag is not to do melacha on Tisha B'Av. What is the reason for this? Says the Mishnah Brura. Why not do melacha on Tisha B'Av? Kedei shelo yasichu da'atam me'ha'avelut. In order, your mind should not be taken off from the morning of Tisha B'Av. The morning with the OU, yeah? Your mind should not be removed from the morning of Tisha B'Av. ומתאם זה גם בלילה עשו במלאכה. דה גם בלילה מחויב להתאבל. מיהו? כל מלאכה שאין בה שיעור שרי. Any מלאכה doesn't take time, you're allowed to. Switch on the lights, זה מלאכה, you're allowed to do that. To make knots, you're allowed to, it doesn't take time. דאין מסיח דעתו בכך. A small מלאכה which doesn't take time, yeah, it doesn't cause you הסך הדעת from the אבילות. No. And the Ramah says, the av chatzot, you're allowed to do melacha. What about hesech hadat min avelut? What's going on? If the avelut is the whole day, what's the difference? Morning and afternoon, Teres is. The afternoon is not zman avelut. Finished. The avelut of Tisha B'Av is finished. The morning is finished. Sitting down on the floor and crying is finished. The halacha says, if a person had a baby boy, and the eighth day, the day of the Milah, came out on Tisha B'Av, you do the Milah on Tisha B'Av, but you delay it till after Chatzot. Why? You never delay a mitzvah till after Chatzot. Brit Milah you have to do in the morning, Zvizim Magdimim. Since when do you delay a Brit Milah till after Chatzot? But, since the morning of Tisha B'Av is a time of Avelut, of it's not fitting to do a mitzvah of Milah, which has to be done by Simcha, in the morning. So you delay the after chatzot. What do you gain by that? It's still Tisha B'Av. What's enough gemina? Teretz is. The chomer of the avilut is finished. In the afternoon is not zman avilut anymore. Therefore you push it off to the afternoon. It's a big difference. There's a big difference in the attitude of a person. Tisha B'Av, yeah, is very interesting. There's a minhag. Nowadays, Kimat, you don't hear this minute, but you do find it in Yerushalayim still. Yeah? But before the war, and everywhere, by Sfad and Ashkenaz, everyone used to keep this minute, was to say Tikkun Rachel in the afternoon by Chatzot Hayom, the whole 3 weeks. They bring down the Shem, the Chofetz Chaim. It's in Litza, it was very, very common. This, everyone used to close the shops, the Beit Lepian brings it. They used to close the shops, everything used to come and say, come to the shuls, and they all used to sit down on the floor and say Tikkun Achel in the Chatzot Hayom during the 3 weeks. And Ben Ish Chai says, on Tisha B'Av itself, you don't do it. Can you imagine? The whole 3 weeks they did it. But on Tisha B'Av itself, you don't do it. Why? Because after Chatzot is not the time for crying anymore. It's not Zman Avilut. Finished. The Avilut to Shabbat goes to Chatzot. It's not fitting in the Avim Tisha B'Av to say any more kinnas, to read Eicha. It's not fitting anymore. A person woke up late, yeah, or people, they want to daven late, to take the kinnas into after Chatzot is not right. Up to Chatzot and that's it. So what is the rest of the day of Tisha B'Av? What is the rest of the day of Tisha B'Av? The rest of the day of Tisha B'Av is nothing. Is a Zman Nechama. Yeah? The minig in the whole of Klal Yisrael is we add in the Shemona Esra Nachem only a Mincha. Interesting, isn't it? Not in Shachris and not in Maariv. Only a Mincha. Nabu Darham brings down a Machloikis between Rav Amram Gon and Rav Sadia Gon. It's right in time of the Goinim. And he says, now Gulaham Ke Rav Sadia, we only say Nachem and Mincha. What's Pshat Nachem? Nachem Hashem Lokeinu. Hashem comfort us now. We want comfort Hashem. Yeah? In other words, the focus of the Avim Tisha B'Av is not on the past, but on the future. The first half of Tisha B'Av, the focus is on the past. The first half of Tisha B'Av is not thinking about Tshuva. It's not thinking about Tikkun. There's no Tikkun. The first half is Avedus, mourning. Morning you cry, you don't think about the future. When you cry and someone's nifta, you don't think, oh, how I'm going to manage without him. You think about who he was and what I'm missing. That is the first half of Tisha B'Av. What was the Beit HaMikdash? What was Yerushalayim? And what are we missing from it? Chasra. We have this great lack of the Kedusha, of Yerushalayim, Kedusha of... And the Harigas at Tzaddikim and the Chachomim we were in those days and so on and so forth. So the Avelis is looking towards the past. That's still Chatzot. After Chatzot, the Avoda is to look to the future. What do we do to help that Hashem should bring back, should be Menachem us? How do we bring back the Beis HaMikdash? What is the tikkun of it? What should we need to do? That's the second half of Tisha B'Av. That's why Nachem, that's why the morning stops at midday, and if you carry on in the afternoon, you're missing, you're losing out, because that's not, it's not supposed to carry on afterwards. And it's a complete, the whole atmosphere of Tisha B'Av changes from the morning to the afternoon. You come to shul in the morning, lights off, the parochus is down, everything is dark and miserable. It's avedus, everyone's sitting on the floor. Mincha, lights are on, parochas are back in place, everything's normal. What's it's becoming Yom Tov suddenly? What's happening? Yeah. What's happening? Is it not Tisha B'Av? Tense is. The Avedus, now we're into the future. We're taking Menachoma. In Arizal says, the Arizal says the time, he gives two ta'amim. Why do you say Nachim and Mincha? And the second time he says, because the Leidat HaMashiach is a Mincha Tisha B'Av. The way I understand it is, the seed for bringing Mashiach is laid in the afternoon Tisha B'Av. Because Klal Yisrael, by them doing Tshuva and thinking of the tikkun that they need to do, they're planting the seeds of Mashiach. We are causing Mashiach to be born at this time. That's what we have to be doing. Now, we have to look towards the future. That's the afternoon Tisha B'Av. And that's why there's this chilek in Dinim, between the morning and the afternoon. The morning is the Zman of Avelus, afternoon is Zman of Nechama. I just want to end off with words of Nechama by bringing the Gemara in Masechet Ta'anit. The Gemara says, Kol ha'oseh melacha בתשעה באב, ואינו מתאבל, the person who does melach on Tisha B'Av, and he doesn't, and he's not mitabel, he doesn't mourn, אינו זוכה ורואה בשמחתה, he will not be zoche to see the simcha of Yerushalayim. The person doesn't mourn for Yerushalayim, he won't see. שנאמר, שישו את ירושלים ויגידו בה כל אוהביה, rejoice with Yerushalayim, who will rejoice with Yerushalayim? All those who love it. שישו איתה מסוס, כל המתאבלים עליה. The ones who mourn for it, they will rejoice. It goes together. The ones who mourn for it, they are the ones who love it. Because if a person loves someone, and that person's nifter, he mourns for that person, he cries, and he why? If he doesn't care for that person so much, he doesn't cry so much. Why? Because the more he's kashur, yeah, the more the mourning, the more he'll miss it. The mourning is because you miss it. Yeah? So therefore, the Pasuk says, if a person can go to work on Tisha B'Av, it means he's not mourning for it. If he can, Messiah Da, he just wants to get his mind off it. You know, I just want this day to pass. I want to get my mind off it. Yeah? Means you don't know what Yerushalayim is all about. Yeah? You're not missing Yerushalayim. Sisu itam asos kolam et abelim alea, those who mourn for it, and they are ohavea, they love Yerushalayim, the proof is that they mourn for it, they cry for it, they will rejoice, they will see the rejoicing. And then the Gemara says an interesting thing. The Gemara says, umi she'ochel basar b'shotei yayin b'tisha be'av, a person eats meat that drinks wine on Tisha be'av, alav ha'katuv omer b'tihi avonotam al atzmotam, about him is written, his sin is on his bones. What's the meaning of this? First of all, Rashi just says that eating and drinking Tisha B'Av doesn't mean literally, because no one's going to eat and drink Tisha B'Av. It means the person eats and drinks in Suda Mafseket. He eats meat and drinks wine in Suda Mafseket. Meaning that he does the minimum. Tisha B'Av is not important for him. But he has to fast. It's a fast. Chazal made a fast in Tisha B'Av. So he has to fast. But before Tisha B'Av, it's not yet the fast. So he really eats meat and drinks wine. I mean, he's just going through the emotions, basically. So Ritva says, what's the pshat? Ritva says, what's the pshat? All the tzaddikim who have been nifter, b'mei ha-galut, what will happen when Mashiach will come and the Beis HaMikdash will take place? Zok the Ritva, there will be a special Tchias HaMeisim. This is irrespective of, not about Tchias HaMeisim, which will be le'osid lovoy. After Yimot Mashiach, there will be a zman of Tchias HaMeisim. There will be a special Tchias HaMeisim just to see the Binyan Yerushalayim. Who will be Zoyche to be in this Tchias HaMeisim? Only those who mourn for Yerushalayim. But those who didn't, on them is written, Matzi Avonotam Al Atzmotam, their sin is on their bones, and their bones won't be revived to see the Binyan Yerushalayim. We say in the davening every day, Betechezen Ayneinu B'Shuv Chalitzion Barachamim. We should be Zoyche to see the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, the rebuilding of Tzion. Yeah? What does that mean? For sure there will be. For sure there will be a Binyan Yerushalayim. For sure the Rebbe Yerushalayim will help. There will be a Mashiach and there will be Binyan Yerushalayim. Yeah? But maybe we won't be Zoyche to see it. Betechezen Ayneinu. May it be that our eyes should behold this. What does that mean? Will we get Tchias HaMeisim or not? It depends on those 24 hours. Not even 24 hours, as we're explaining. It depends on how you behave the night and the morning till Chatzos of Tisha B'Av. If a person mourns for Yerushalayim, it means, why is he mourning? He mourns because he loves it. He appreciates. What does it mean, Yerushalayim? What does it mean, Beis HaMikdash? What does it mean, the Kedusha? What are we missing nowadays? Like some silly people, they're saying, why should we say nothing? Is Yerushalayim, Ira Avela, Bezuiva, Vashomema, Vachaleva? Is this Yerushalayim nowadays? Yes, it is. Because there's no Beis HaMikdash. There's more churches in the old city of Yerushalayim than most other places in the world. Churches and mosques and all these places. Yerushalayim is not Har Nof. And it's not by Vegan. Yerushalayim is the Ir Atika, the old city. And the old city, the Rova Yehudi, where the Yidden live, is a very, very small part. Most of the Yerushalayim Akta, you're scared to walk there, you tremble to walk there. That's Ira Bizuya Vashomeima Vachareva. And on the Har HaBayit, the Mokim, the holiest place, there's a dome, the golden dome of the mosque. That's on the Har HaBayit, on the Kodesh Kadoshim. Shu'ali Milchubo. Memela, if we appreciate this, then Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zoicha, the Techezena Enenu, Shul Chalitzion Brachna.